Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter. Thanks so much for coming back with us.
Hey, I'll just take beers, Tony.
Well, you know what? I can make that happen, too. Let's talk about what's going on at the Capitol. First of all, in a story that we talked a little bit about earlier this morning, Senator Randy Richardville is holding a committee hearing today. And is it true that he has a bill that's trying to stop graduate students from unionizing?
Well, you know, that has been a subject of real import, I think, to a lot of conservatives in town. And then we're looking at the University of Michigan, where we have some research assistants who are trying to unionize. And there's, you know, there's been some controversy at the administrative level if they can make that happen. I assume that that's probably going to go to court at some point. And that's where this thing is going to finally get hammered out, at the Court of Appeals level or the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, there is a legislative effort to try and stop that. And, you know, this is more about the Republicans having control and trying to tighten up on unions. You know, they probably got a little bit of leniency with the Granholm administration, and the Republicans, now that they're in charge, they're trying to tighten that up a bit.
Let's talk. I like the way you title this story, too. No free lunch bill on the menu. The lobby corps will love this. It's quite common for lobbyists to take legislators out to eat and to drink and to gather time to push their agendas. That may be coming to an end.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, there is a bill that was introduced by Representative Steve Lindbergh out of Marquette. He's a Democrat in the House. And he would like to ban the process of lobbyists giving lawmakers free lunches and meals and drinks and the rest of that. Just because he introduced the bill doesn't necessarily mean it's going to go anywhere, though. I don't think this one's even probably going to get a hearing, because that's just how business gets done, and not just here in Lansing, but in Washington, D.C. as well. You know what? But what he does here, though, is that he does bring up very interesting points, and that is that I think the system, as far as lobbyists and legislators getting free lunches and dinners and drinks, get abused, and on both ends. You know, unfortunately for lobbyists, sometimes they feel like the only access they can get to a legislator sometime is over meals. And then on the other side, legislators and staffers are getting so used to getting the free meals from the lobbying corps that a lobbyist may not even be part of the meal, and they ask for a lobbyist to pick up the tab. And, you know, is that right? You know, that picks the lobbyist at a strange and odd spot. You know, I've only got X amount of money, but they want the meal, and I don't want to tick them off, and I want to have, you know, continue to have good access. So, you know, it's kind of a chicken and the egg, and obviously banning free meals altogether would end that. But, you know, who wants to get rid of a free lunch, Tony? That's the question.
Anything new on the Asian carp front?
No, not really. I mean, honestly, Tony, I kind of tune all that out, because until the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers gets the go-ahead from the Obama administration to start building that barrier over in Chicago to try and keep those carp from sneaking up into Lake Michigan, I think everything that you hear is just noise and static of people just trying to use the issue as a political one to make it seem like they're tough on the environment, when really that's really the ball game right now, is building that barrier over in Chicago.
What's on the front burner for the MERS newsletter this week? What are you going to be watching?
Well, obviously the presidential race is going to be hot. You know, also, though, I just got an email that there's going to be a press conference later this week in regards to mental health parity. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard about this initiative from the lieutenant governor and the administration to get insurance companies to cover autism as a part of regular health insurance, have a state mandate. Well, for years there's been the mental health community has wanted the same thing for all mental health conditions, you know, schizophrenia, depression, et cetera. And so they're going to be trying to make a push. The problem is the administration doesn't want it. Necessarily, I think it'd be too hard of an ask of the Republican legislature, so they don't necessarily want that out there as well. So this coalition of mental health experts are trying to get that issue in the forefront of legislators, because you know, if it gets to the governor with all the mental health conditions, you know, what's he going to do? Veto it if it includes autism? So we'll be following that this week. They're starting to start up budget hearings. So that's something to keep an eye on as well.
All right, final question for you, Kyle. Kyle Malin writes a column for the Lansing City Pulse. Wanted to get your take on this casino deal. From what I understand, the city and the state really cannot stop the casino should everything be taken care of as far as attaining the land and licenses and whatnot. It's the federal government that could really, you know, decide this issue, that will decide this issue. There probably will be some lawsuits filed by Indian tribes that don't want this to occur. As you look from the perimeter, what's your take on this story?
Well, my take is that this has got to be a long process for the city and a long commitment. In order for this thing to happen, there's got to be a lot of excitement from everybody, not just the mayor, but the city council and community leaders to keep this thing going. Because this process is so long, Tony, that I think that it will go past the Bonero administration. I mean, unless he plans on being the mayor for another 8 years or so, this thing is going to last past him. Just from watching the Gun Lake Casino go and the three wins, I mean, there's going to be so many lawsuits and challenges that, you know, this thing could go. I mean, that's true, but it's going to take so much legal effort to get there that there's got to be that drive behind it to make it happen.
MIRSnews.com. You'll find Kyle Malin and just a menagerie of information. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony. Thanks for having me on.